Amen. Praise the Lord, saints of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As our pastor comes forward to bless us, we're so thankful. We just want to invite again everyone to 2430 Jefferson Street. Come bless the Lord, because truly he is worthy of your praise. He is worthy, y'all. And walk in your purpose. Walk in your purpose. Pastor Russell T. Perkins, as you come forward. Amen. We just want to thank and praise the Lord for him, for my shepherd, our shepherd, that stays prayed for this house, the Bread of Heaven Church. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's get something thankful that we're thankful for in our minds. And let's go before the Lord in prayer. And then after that, we'll read the scripture. And I'll ask you to stay standing until we complete the reading of the word. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, have your way today. Bless every soul in this place. Lord, let this word have penetrating power, Lord. Hallelujah, to the hearts of your people. And let their hearts be open, Lord, to receive the precious seed of your word. Lord, bless one by one. You know what they need. And Lord, you know, hallelujah, how to meet every need as we come, hallelujah, to proclaim your holy word. Lord, bless one by one. Bless on Facebook. Somebody on Facebook is just tuning in, perhaps, you know, switching from ministry to ministry, trying to get something lasting from you, Lord. And Lord, you know how, hallelujah, through the media, through the remote technology, to reach your people. And you sure do know how to reach those that are in this sanctuary. So have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture is from Isaiah 43. You have seven verses on your sheet. I'm going to read eight from that same chapter. Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7, and then verse 19. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men. Hallelujah. If you would turn down the other speakers, microphones. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him. For my glory, I have formed him. Yeah, I have made him. Verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. We trust that God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about in our walk with the Lord and living this life as we go through day by day, And we wake up in the morning by grace. We go to bed by grace. He keeps us during the day by grace because so much is going on. Hallelujah. And I thought about how we deal with past things, old things. And I thought about how we deal with new things. And as First Lady Renita was talking about, she must have been looking on my notes about the idea of purpose. Hallelujah. And we're going to touch on that in a second. But how many times have we had long memories about stuff we should have short memories about? Perceived slights, disappointments. Oh, we'll remember that to the end of the earth. But the fact that God woke you up this morning, we're not too much thinking about that. The fact that the Lord gave you whatever measure of bread and nourishment you need for your body. It might not have been a steak. It might not have been the most expensive this, whatever, but God gave it to you. Hallelujah. And we should have long memories about the good things and the blessings and all the kindness and the love that we have in our life. But somehow it's like if you stub your toe, that's all you can think about. Hallelujah. And, you know, 98% of your body is working just fine. But it's the toe. Because we are in our flesh. And we tend to have long memories about the stuff that we should forget, that we should forgive, that we should immediately repent of. And then, hallelujah, short memories about how blessed we are. Hallelujah. My thought is taken from the whole passage, but 7 and 19, verse 7, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. That's the answer to the question about what is your purpose. Hallelujah. It's to glorify God. Hallelujah. And after you glorify God, God will give you the particulars of the details of what he wants for your life. But you got to do your first work first. I have formed him. Yeah, I have made him. Hallelujah. The topic is built for glory. Hallelujah. Verse 19, I will do a new thing. I'm not built for that old stuff. Hallelujah. I'm built for the new stuff. Hallelujah. I'm not built to walk in my path. I'm not built to worry about what people think or say it. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye know it? You going to pay attention to it? Or you going to be caught up in the old stuff? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'm built, hallelujah, for glory. I'm built for a new thing that the Lord wants to do. I'm built, hallelujah, to abound in the Lord. I'm built when everything else is done and I can't do anything else to stand. Hallelujah. We're in a generation of quitters. We're in a generation of people with runaway spirits. Hallelujah. One little thing doesn't go the way they want to go. They pouting somewhere. You can't find them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And hallelujah. I'm not trying to fuss at them. I'm just telling you the conditions that we see. Hallelujah. And we not built that way. God, hallelujah, didn't build us that way. And he did not come in the flesh, hallelujah, as Jesus Christ, to endure the contradiction of sinners, to be spat on, to be whipped, to have a crown of thorns crushed in his head for our wrong thinking. A crown, hallelujah, in his head. Can you imagine that? You stick my finger with a little bit of a pin, you might have to take me to the emergency room. But he endured all this for us. He's trying to get something new to us. He's trying to get some real redemption, some real joy, some real peace. Hallelujah. And Christ in us is the hope of glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not built for all this other stuff. Hallelujah. We're not built to crumble. We're not built to back up. We're not built to disappear. Don't you hate to watch a basketball game and your favorite player got 20 points at halftime? He's dunking. He's crossovering. He's going to be shooting three first he's smacking people's ball up in the stands, and then the second half disappear. Hallelujah. Get 1 point on a free throw in the last seconds of the game. Hallelujah. And that's how we treat God. We disappear on him because we are so emotional and so messed up in our minds, praise God. And think the whole world revolves around us. Hallelujah. I got news for you. It's not about you. It's not about your emotions. It's not about your opinions. It's not about what you said about this person or that person. It's about what the Lord has purposed in his heart for. And I read the scripture in verse 7 to say that we are built for glory. He said, I have created him, talking about the sons and daughters, for my glory. I think that's pretty plain. Hallelujah. 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 To be a scientist to figure that out, I have formed him. Formed means I have taken some time to form. I didn't do it haphazardly. I didn't just throw you together. I took time to form you, to bring my artistic and creative ability to you. Hallelujah. And so that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we're not alike, but we are alike. Hallelujah. And then nobody in here has the same voice print or the same fingerprint. Hallelujah. And most of us, unless we're related, have different, altogether different DNA. But God has brought us, hallelujah, together into a family to fit us together, to knit us together in love. And he knows what he's doing. And our purpose is to glorify him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he says, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Everybody needs God to do a new thing for us, right? Hallelujah. We need God to help us in our bodies. We need God to help us with our goals and dreams in life. We need God to help us with our work. We need God to help us with our studies. We need God to help us with our relationships. We need God to help us with our family. We need God, hallelujah, to help us with material things. Hallelujah. If the car is acting up, we need some help from God if we don't have money to fix it. And then we look to the Lord and we trust him. Hallelujah. But yet, in the land, there's a cry in the land. Hallelujah. I don't know how many people I have prayed for. Hallelujah. At this church and elsewhere over 40 years who say one way or the other something like this. I want God to show me my purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They want God to show them the purpose. And you know, sometimes I even wonder, hallelujah, praise God, what God is doing in a particular season. Hallelujah. But you know, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I'm probably the second oldest person in this room. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My dear mother's in the back. Hallelujah, Sister Teresa Perkins. But, hallelujah, I'm not trying to figure out who I am. I'm not trying to figure out what I'm going to be or who I'm going to be when I grow up. I'm not confused about who God is. Sometimes the behavior of people confuses me. Then I just give it to God because he knows. I can't figure it out. Hallelujah. People will say stuff to me, and I'll say, where'd you get that from? I read about the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 10:10. The Apostle Paul, do y'all know who he is? The man that got bit by a snake and just shook it off in the fire. Man was in shipwrecks. Man beaten with stones. Hallelujah. Man who persecuted the church, but God flipped him so he would be the one that was persecuted. Everywhere he went, it was revival or riot or both. And they said his bodily appearance is weak. His letters are weighty, but his bodily appearance, the Apostle Paul, weak? Is that what the outward appearance is? Is there anybody who really wants to give God the glory. The less opinions you have, the more God's going to get the glory. Why? Because the scripture tells us we look at the outward appearance, as they did with Paul. They say he weak, he looked weak. He wrote nearly 40% of the New Testament. But his contemporaries thought his bodily appearance was weak. Just let that sink in for me. Any preacher I know would want to be half of what Paul was. So what does that tell you? You can't let people put you in a corner. You can't let people try to define you. Because they don't mind having a hearing about you, but don't invite you. And what I'm trying to tell you today, and God's been dealing with me about this for months, hallelujah, about his glory. I talked at the convention about original glory when, you know, we didn't know who would speak. He said, the bishop said, it's going to call on some pastors. He didn't know. Of course, I got called on first. But this thing about his glory, I've been thinking about it. I'm thinking about what our life means in this walk with the Lord, in that we are created for his glory. Hallelujah. Does that mean we praise him? Yes. Does that mean we worship him with all of our might? Yes. Hallelujah. Does that mean everybody worships in the same way? No. Hallelujah. We had some young people running around that floor at the convention, and I would say, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Hallelujah. There was a time when I could run like that. But right now, hallelujah, I might make it around one time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If God pushed me a little bit. Hallelujah. So we worship in different ways in different seasons of our life. But we got to worship him. We got to glorify him. But we have to live for him too. He gets more glory out of our life, of our presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, and which is our reasonable service, which is the only thing that makes sense. Hallelujah, in this world. Hallelujah. I'm built to stand. Paul, the same Paul I've been talking about, said, whereunto put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, and having done all, to stand. Hallelujah. There's an epidemic of suicide. There's an epidemic of all kinds of things. The mental hospitals are loaded. The psychiatric wards are loaded. Hallelujah. People need real help. Hallelujah. From God and from sensitive professionals. Hallelujah. And we come into this house by God's grace. Hallelujah. And we want to hear from God. And God sends you somebody, praise God, to tell you something that will bless you. Praise the Lord. We're not built to break, y'all. Hallelujah. We can bend. Y'all know in football they talk about bend and no break. I don't know about that football philosophy, but in life there are going to be times when you can bend and not break. There are going to be times. Hallelujah. Where people will sit on you while you're preaching. Hallelujah. Will do all kinds of stuff. And they don't understand you might have a word that will save them, that will bless them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I got a couple of more points, and then I'm going to sit down. There's a song that one of the popular artists, well, actually it's a brother and sister team, Billie Eilish, her brother Finnegan put out a song called What Was I Made For? Some people refer to it as the Barbie song because it was in the movie. I hadn't seen the movie, but I have heard the song. And hallelujah, I don't know all that much about music, but it seems like a beautiful song. It's a double-layered song. It's talking about Barbie and it's talking about human beings. And it says, what was I made for? And it talks about the human condition, the times when we are troubled and sad, and the effort to keep going, and that kind of thing. Hallelujah. But so many people don't know what we're made for, because there's pressure to say something big. I was made to preach to the nations. I was made to reach every child in the United States of America. And nothing wrong with that. Some people can do that through whatever gifts they have, the technology or whatever. But really, what we're made for is to glorify God with our lives, with our worship, with our walk. Hallelujah. We are made, hallelujah, to treat our brothers and sisters right. We're made to tell the truth. We're made to repent and be baptized in the precious name of Jesus, to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, to let that new thing be us, that we might become new creatures in Christ and be able to walk in the newness of life, to walk in power, to call on the name of Jesus and see things happen, praise God, and trust God, hallelujah, for every day that he gives us, and know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think through the power that he invests and works through us. And he's able, hallelujah, to bring down strongholds, hallelujah, generational curses, praise God, hallelujah. Families that where there are generations of alcoholics, you can be the first one that is not in that mold because, hallelujah, he's standing to do a new thing in your life, praise God. You're not built for that. You're not built for failure. You're not built for crumbling. You're not built for sitting somewhere in the corner and backing up on the God who made you, praise God. He expects, praise God, he delights to bless you. He's got stuff for you that you can't even figure out in your mind. He can bring you up out of the miry clay. He can bring you from these housing projects over at Preston Taylor like he did me. Praise God, hallelujah. He can bring you through. He can give you something simple as a free library card. That free library card became my ticket, hallelujah, out of poverty, praise God, into the legal system, into getting licensed in two different states, into becoming a judge, praise God, hallelujah, and getting appointed by the governor, hallelujah. And as a lawyer trying cases, hearing cases before the state's highest court, hallelujah, he can do great things for you, praise God, hallelujah. He can bring you from a family of alcoholics, hallelujah, and let you minister to alcoholics, praise God. He can bring you, praise God, from a life of poverty, praise God, and put you in a... And he can do all these things for you. Don't back up. Hallelujah. When I was 9 years old, some of y'all heard this story. I tried out for the Little League baseball team, Kappa Kids, up the street at Hadley Park. Me and my big brother. He's 11, I'm a 9 year old. Those teams back then were 9 to 12 years old. Praise the Lord. I could not hit. My brother could hit. I could do all other stuff. I could play defense. I could turn double plays. I could catch any high fly. I could do the Willie Mays catch. But I could do it. Because fundamentally, you're supposed to catch a high fly like this.
Willie Mays said, I ain't bound by that. He called him like that. I mastered that at 9 years old. And yeah, they came to cut the cut. I got cut. Hallelujah. He went, the coach wanted somebody who could hit, and I couldn't. Hallelujah. Not only was I cut, I knew I didn't make the team. I knew I wasn't in the top 15 for the roster. And so most of us got cut with 9 year old. We walking back to the project. They sent us home. Yeah, we weren't on the roster. They sent us home, y'all. And they were going home. I'm sad. I understand what's going on. But they crying and stuff. I said, what they crying for? You know? Next, that evening, I told my mom what happened. I said, can I tag along to practice with my big brother? She said, yeah, y'all been going to practice together anyway. I show up at practice, everybody like, what are you here for? You're not on the team. I said, I'm here to practice. They, yeah, but you're not on the roster. You don't have a uniform. I said, coach didn't say nothing about practice. And I kept practicing. And I got teased unmercifully. I didn't care. I'm hanging with my big brother. I'm getting the same high flies. I still doing my Willie Mays catch. They can cut me all they want to. Could nobody else on the team do it. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you got a niche that nobody else got. And they may not value it, but you just keep going with what God gave you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm 9 years old. I practice. At the end of the season, I asked the coach, we had wooden bats. Give me one of those wooden bats you get. The coach gave me a wooden bat. Hallelujah. A broken wooden bat. What you want with a broken wooden bat? I said, I want to practice. He looked at me like I was crazy. He gave me the wooden bat. That thing was like gold to me. I knew that was my weakness. I took it home. I asked my mama, Mom, can you tape this bat up for me? She taped it up real nice. I swung that bat an hour a day. Wasn't nobody else around. Sometimes it outdoors in the yard, in the project yard. We didn't have no individual in the project yard. Sometimes we clear out enough space in my room if it was raining. Every day, an hour. Every day. I kept doing my homework, still making all A's, swinging that bat. I ain't have to work on my defense. That was natural. But I did a little work. Bounce a tennis ball off the wall, catching it, all that. But, hallelujah, next year comes. Hallelujah. I'm 10 years old. Remember, it's 9, 10, 11, 12. I made the team. I started every game. And guess what I was that year as a 10-year-old? I was the captain of the team. What did it mean to be captain of the team? That means when we went to the baseball game, we ran a victory lap before the game. You hear me? We had it like that. We ran the victory lap. While they other teams, parents and stuff yelling at them, y'all think y'all so good. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we'll see what the score is after it's over with. So we run out that as captain. That was my main job, to lead us around that field in the victory lap before the game. Long story short, we were a winning team when I was 11, undefeated, city champions. When I was 11, still captain of the team, all-star, 12, all-star. We didn't win the championship. We lost in the semifinals or quarterfinals that year. Still captain of the team. I never had to sit in the stands anymore. I never sat on the bench anymore. I got a scholarship to play baseball at Tennessee State University, all because I didn't take what they said about you. And the implication, see, sometimes it's not words. When you get cut from the team, what's the implication? You're not good enough. Hallelujah. And I just didn't believe that. I believed that if I tagged behind my big brother who could hit, if I took a bat and swung it, hallelujah, something would happen. And something did. And by the time I got to high school, God blessed me. Hallelujah. A second team all-city. Scholarship. God bless. Hallelujah. Batted over 400, sometimes over 500. Every team I played over. Hallelujah. I was never the best player on the team. Hallelujah. But I was one of the top two or three. And God blessed me because I kept at it. I didn't take what somebody thought about me as a setback. Hallelujah. So whatever you're dealing with, even you can't make somebody value you that don't value you. You just be who you are and let God work. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God will work. Hallelujah. God will work. God will open doors. Praise God. God will make blessings come to your doorstep. God will bless you. Hallelujah. But it started when I decided to show up. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's looking for some people to show up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And glorify him. And be willing to let God do a new thing in your life. To let God do something that grandmama them might not know about. That your family might not have walked in. To make a new way. To give you a new path. To give you a new joy. To give you a new victory. To give you, hallelujah, new strength. To let you go places, hallelujah, others have not gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. But somebody's got to make up their mind, hallelujah, that they're not going back up. They're going to continue in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just made me stubborn. Praise God. I can't quit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody says one time, years ago, having a little difficulty at a church. Hallelujah. Most of it was my fault, but still it was a difficulty. Hallelujah. It wasn't any less difficult. Hallelujah. Because I had said something probably I shouldn't say it. Hallelujah. And somebody said, hallelujah, they all over you, Perkins. Why don't you quit? Why they say that for? I said to myself, they got to get up pretty early in the morning to make me quit anything. I'm not leaving until God says so. And you know what? By staying, God blessed me. Hallelujah. I was under a pastor that taught about financial integrity. Talked about don't let the people leave you holding the bag. Told you about taking the money, hallelujah, that comes in the church and using it wisely. Praise God. And I used that by God's grace to pay off this church in 8 years. Praise God. When we didn't have but a handful of people, praise the Lord. But the Lord, hallelujah. So God was showing me and training me, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By God's grace, we just got a new roof. By God's grace, we got the place painted. By God's grace, praise God, we got some new windows. By God's grace, hallelujah, he showed. But it would not have happened if I hadn't sat under this pastor a little longer and let that pastor teach me about financial handling of money. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God's trying to do a new thing. Trying to do a new thing in Bread of Heaven. Praise God. And you know the devil is busy, right? The devil don't want a new thing. He wants the same old stuff. He wants me to come into a church that look like a ghost town on Sunday morning. But I refuse. Hallelujah. Praise God. I refuse. God's going to do something. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you stay with the... You stay with Bread of Heaven, he's gonna do something. Praise God. Everybody that comes to Bread of Heaven gets blessed. Everybody that comes to Bread of Heaven gets blessed. They get jobs. Hallelujah. Their marriages gets healed. Praise God. They have the desires of their heart that they've been praying for. Praise God. Because God is doing a new thing. Don't you get carried away with outward appearances. Praise God. Hallelujah. It seems like we got some empty seats. We got some angels sitting in these seats. God is getting ready to do something, y'all. God's getting ready to do something, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stop worrying about what you were made for. Stop worrying about your purpose. Glorify Him, and He'll show you your purpose. Hallelujah. And all God's people say it. All God's people say it. All God's people say it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify this word. Let it bless somebody, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it uplift and deliver and save somebody. Hallelujah. Send your word, Lord, please, and heal them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.